The Democrats are not taking lightly the vote that strips union workers of most of their collective bargaining rights. Mark Pocan says they are already in the process of challenging the legality of this controversial legislation.
I don't know. Right now, I know the DA is looking at it. We've got attorneys looking at it. There are multiple fronts that we're looking at. I mean, there have been literally so many rule violations and law violations that we're going to put the full press out there to try to address this. But I've never seen this many violations in any issue ever before the legislature.
Pocan encourages people to keep up the fight, saying if they don't win the collective bargaining issue now, the people will have their voices heard come election time. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca says investigators from the DA's office are already working on fighting the open meetings law violation by the GOP, referring to scheduling the Joint Conference Committee meeting on Thursday without much notice.
So people will be disappointed, there's no question. We just are going to have to put our faith and trust in the courts that they, in fact, will see to it that the laws of the state are enforced.
Barca says they've taken the high road and will continue to do so. Meanwhile, Assembly Majority Leader Scott Souter says this is what they promised they would do while campaigning, and that's why they got elected.
We said in the campaign trail we were going to put this ship, our finances, in order. We are doing that.
The governor will likely sign the bill into law as soon as legally possible. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.